This is a Collider.com audio interview.
Tell us about being here. Crazy, funny?
It's great. I've never been here before. It's crazy. It's amazing. I love the enthusiasm.
Could you relate to these people? Could you be a geek? Are you there a geek in front of you? Tell us something about that.
Yeah. I mean, I have a lot of geeky, secret geeky qualities.
Which one is not secret? Tell me something. I mean, reading comics, you know, there's a character that you love.
Well, my geekiness is more about, like, food or, like, interior stuff or music. So the comic thing was new to me because I really had never read comics. My brother read a lot of comics growing up. And it was very interesting because it's this whole world that I never really... It's like, of course, I knew it existed, but I didn't really know the extent and the how fervent and passionate the fans are and everything.
And why Iron Man? I mean, what's different, let's say, compared to Superman, Spider-Man, Batman, you pick?
Robert Downey Jr. I mean, I've always wanted to work with him, and since I was... a teenager, before I even, you know, acted, I always thought he was so brilliant, and it's always been a dream of mine to work with him. And him and Johnny Depp, I've always wanted to work with. So, you know, but it was amazing because they called me and they said, there's this movie and it's Jon Favreau, and I love his films. And then they said, and it's Robert Downey Jr. and Terrence Howard and Jeff Bridges. I was like, great, I'm in, what is it? And they were like, it's a comic book called Iron Man. And I was like, wow, what's that? And then I kind of got familiar with it, and I'm so glad I did it. I had the best time.
Are you back in a full mode? Acting-wise, or you know, we used to see you every 3 months for a movie,
know,
and all of a sudden you disappear from us.
I know.
Are you back for good now, or are you still a mom? What's the deal?
I'm gonna do both. So you won't see me every 3 months, that's okay. For sure. But, you know, I did so many movies in my 20s, and it was amazing, but it was a lot, you know? And... It was a real blessing for me to get to have time off and have kids. And there was really a point where I thought, I don't know if I want to do this anymore. And then when Moses was about 6 months old, I really felt the desire coming back. And then I thought, well, I'm going to wait until he's a year. So he gets all my time for a year. And then maybe if people still remember me, there'll be something for me. And luckily, this came up, and I started it just after he turned a year old. And I had the best time making it. And so, you know what's nice for me is that I feel so much enthusiasm for my work again. And it was really important for me to have that break. I really needed it, and it was great for me.
Last step about that, because I'm going... Liv Tyler, a few months ago, told us that she said, like you, you know, for a while, she didn't want to work, it wasn't about the baby. And at one point, she saw herself with the kid in the bathroom. She said, I have to go back to work. I need to get my life back.
Yeah.
Did you ever think that?
You know what I thought was, it wasn't so much about my life back, but it was about this sort of, the artist in me that needed to be fed, you
know?
That's
what she meant,
sure. And because, you know, the months go by, the years go by, and you're like pureeing sweet potato, and you're like, okay, you know, I don't know, you think this is amazing, but there's also a part of me that needs to survive, and that's important, and I know how to do this, and so I think it's about finding a balance, you know? So I'm very excited that when I decided to come back to work that... there was work for me, so it's been a really fun time. It's been really good.
Okay. I wanted to ask you about your brother's film.
Okay.
And I know this is a little off subject, but you did it with Simon Pegg.
Yeah.
And I wanted to know if you could tell us what's going on with it, and
sure.
If you could talk a second about it.
Yeah.
It's by the way, it was excellent.
Oh, thanks. Thank you. Did you see it at
Sundance?
Oh, cool. It comes out October 5th. Sony bought it, and... the Yari Group is distributing it, so it'll have a small independent release, but hopefully, I think it'll sort of be in New York, LA, start there, and hopefully, you know, it will connect, and maybe, you know, But I'm really excited for him because I think his talent is so evident, and I love the film, and I love working with Martin and Simon and everybody. It was just such a good cast. It was amazing.
I've never read Iron Man before.
Uh-huh.
So can you tell me who you play?
Sure.
Can you explain for a little?
Okay. Basically, Iron Man was... it started as like a anti-communist comic back in the day, and Tony Stark is the protagonist, and he's kind of a messed up figure. He's like an alcoholic and a womanizer and an arms dealer, basically, but he's kind of like a Howard Hughes type and a little bit reckless. And I play Pepper Potts, who's his assistant. She's kind of like his Girl Friday, you know, and they have that kind of repartee, a little bit fraternal and a little bit sexual, and they have a very fun relationship. And she's, you know, kind of the moral center, you know, she is constantly trying to rein him in.
So you're not wearing any costumes? You didn't have to work out for this role?
Oh, I had to work out. They wanted me to look good, but I didn't have to wear any superhero things. I had like 15 baby weight pounds to lose before I started, so it's on the treadmill, you know.
And was Iron Man your first invitation to do a superhero movie?
Yeah, it was.
What about Sky Captain? Was it that kind of a little bit
superhero-y? I don't know what that was. Sort of, not superhero. It was like a, you know, kind of an old-fashioned movie reel made into a movie animated.
It's not for you.
Not for you.
Oh, okay.
What attitude do you want to do now? And after you became mother, you think you have, you know, your taste has been changed, or how, you know, the film that you're gonna work on.
I just want to have fun, you know, and do things that I've try new things and try roles that I've never tried. And I feel like, you know, if I'm going to work, then it has to be something that's invigorating to me and exciting. And, you know, it doesn't have to be Shakespeare. You know, it can be anything, as long as I feel like it's worth my time and that I'm working with really good people and, you know, like I'm learning something.
So can you tell us what you have coming up next after Iron Man?
I'm just in negotiation for something right now, but I'm not really supposed to say what it, I think the director will get mad if I say, but it's a smaller movie, and it would be in New York with a really good independent filmmaker.
Have you signed for three movies on this one?
I signed in blood.
Isn't that weird for you? You've never done something like that before.
No, I
haven't. You have to come back and back. And
you know what? It was weird when I did it, but like the first day on set, it was so great, and I love John and everybody so much that now I just hope that there's a sequel, you know, because...
Thank you guys for your time.
Oh.
Just very quickly, what makes Robert Downey such a good Iron Man?
Because, well, as I said, the character it's himself is complicated and has, they share sort of complicated past, and he, you know, he worked out, he looks amazing, he looks like proper action man, you know, he looks really good, and he's such a great actor, so he brings this amazing thing to it.
Merci.